And now this is a dictation for Jack, J-A-C-K, Tennant, T-E-N-N-A-N-T, January 22nd, 40, address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 4639360. Dear Dr. Mary, follow-up for Mr. Tennant, chronic kidney disease, last visit August, comes accompanied with wife, right-sided carpal tunnel surgery was done. Dr. Cox, COX, Mount Pleasant, no complications 2 months ago. Has chronic back pain, right more than left, lower extremity, weakness, pain, arthritis, uses bilateral canes, has a sacral sore following infectious diseases. Dr. Raygada, R-A-Y-G-A-D-A, topical antibiotics, no systemic. I did an extensive review of system non-contributory. He follows Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, for aortic valve disease. Medication list review, notice the Entresto, Lasix, beta blockers. Next paragraph, pressing weight 119 is stable, blood pressure 136.68. No gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, has an aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial rap. No ascites tenderness, no edema, looks frail. Next paragraph, chemistry is from February, creatinine 2.04, which is baseline. GFR 31, stage 3B, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B to 4. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or indication for dialysis. Continue diabetes cholesterol management. Underlying CHF, tolerating Entresto, normal potassium acid base, no need for phosphorus binders, normal nutrition, calcium, anemia, no EPO treatment. He's concerned recent decrease of dose of metformin with not as well controlled diabetes. Present GFR, I will not oppose the use of full dose of metformin. Metformin is not a cause of nephrotoxicity. However, advanced renal failure increases the risk of lactic acidosis. A depressing level GFR in the lower 30s, upper 20s, I'm not too concerned. If needed, metformin can be increased to 1500 or 2000 and just monitor chemistries by bicarbonate. Only should discuss patient and wife, come back in 6 months.